Here's a question that almost no one ever asks themselves. Do you want to pay taxes when you choose, or do you want the government to choose for you? Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 99 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. Today, I'm going to tell you a story of a very typical retiree couple. They're 60 years old. They've done a great job savings. And like most people, almost all of their money is in a tax-deferred traditional IRA, which means the IRS is quietly waiting its turn. Now, before we jump into this, a quick disclaimer. Before you do anything with your personal taxes, you should always consult a tax professional. And for those tax professionals or CPAs who may be watching this or listening to this, let me put a couple things to rest here, okay? So I don't get a bunch of nasty comments on YouTube. So in this example, the Roth conversions are just reducing the size of future taxable IRA distributions, meaning the income is coordinated with Roth withdrawals or conversions to avoid additional taxable income. Okay, in real life, a CPA would coordinate the strategy with Social Security timing, Medicare premiums, and other income sources. So this is just meant to be a simplified illustration using today's tax brackets, no state income tax, and constant rates for educational purposes. Actual results are going to depend on future tax laws, Medicare premiums, Social Security timing, and coordination with a CPA or a tax professional. Now, let's jump into our married couple here who are both 60 years old. And what we're looking at doing is using $500,000 of their traditional IRA money to fund a deferred income annuity that would start paying at age 70. Now, the annual income on today's rates, and this is January of 2025, that $500,000 deferred for 10 years would give them a guaranteed $80,000 per year for the rest of their lives. Now, in this example, we're using the age 95 for mortality. The marginal tax bracket once they retire is going to stay at 15%. We're not looking at state income tax right now, so this is applicable especially for people in Florida and Texas and Tennessee. Good for you for not having state income tax. I hope to end up in one of those states at some point in my life, just for that reason. The Roth conversions are going to be $50,000 per year for the next 10 years. And all the Roth conversions, every dollar is going to stay entirely at a 22% bracket. So if they convert $100, they're going to pay $22 in tax. And we're just comparing taxes paid, okay, not investment returns or anything like that. Okay, so here's how it kind of plays out. Instead of waiting until the income starts, they actually do something proactive. So from ages 60 to 69, they convert $50,000 per year from their IRA into a Roth. Now, how do they do that? What does that look like? There are annuities available, income annuities, that you can put traditional IRA money into. And as time goes on, before you activate the income, you can do what's called an internal partial Roth conversion, meaning the annuity company sets up a mirrored policy and you can do a partial Roth conversion into that mirrored policy, which has all the exact same features and benefits of the original annuity. So over time, each year, that conversion is taxed at 22%, which comes out to $11,000 per year in taxes that they would have to pay, ideally, out of pocket. So over that 10 years, they pay a total of $110,000 in taxes. Now, sounds painful? Maybe a little, but here's the trade-off. Now, because of those Roth conversions, that income is effectively tax-free. So no withholding in the future, no April surprise, no worrying about tax brackets creeping up later in life. So you can think of this like locking in a known price before inflation hits. And Roth conversions are like buying your lifetime income on sale before required minimum distributions, before higher tax brackets, and before the IRS has more leverage over your decisions. So this isn't about avoiding taxes, it's about controlling them. Okay, so what would this look like for them in the future if they don't convert any of this money. So let's just say they're going to keep the traditional IRA and they're just going to withdraw $80,000 per year along with their Social Security. And what that does is it keeps them in a 15% marginal rate. Okay, so now they're retired and they're actually in a lower bracket than what they did the conversions in. Because remember, they converted at 22%. So how much did they save if they live to age 95, even though they would be paying this in a lower tax bracket? Well, if they only had to pay 15% on $80,000 per year, that would be $12,000 per year in taxes on this money. Over a 25-year period, they would pay a total of $300,000 in taxes. Remember what they paid for the conversions? $110,000. So that is $190,000 in less taxes that they paid. Okay, it's the same money, the same income, but $190,000 difference in lifetime taxes. And that's just a black and white significant number right there, okay? And like I said, there's other moving parts in this. I get that. However, if you're listening to this and right out of the gate, you're thinking, okay, that sounds really good, but let me guess what you're about to say. Probably one of the first things you're thinking is, I don't want to pay the taxes if I don't have to. And this, we've talked about loss aversion in the past couple episodes, because it plays a big role in how people think financially. But this loss aversion, it's basically you're thinking, okay, paying taxes today feels like a guaranteed loss, while future taxes, you know, they feel abstract and distant. Like maybe it'll never happen. And, you know, I hear this all the time. I don't want to pay the taxes if I don't have to. But here's the reframing. This isn't about paying extra taxes. It's about deciding when and how predictably you pay them, because you're going to pay them regardless. So think of this of like locking in a fixed mortgage instead of just rolling the dice with an adjustable rate. Remember during 2008, everybody had the ARMs and the balloon payments. That was pretty devastating for a lot of people. So you're not avoiding the cost of the house. You're going to pay for the house. You're choosing certainty over surprise on how much extra you're going to have to pay for that house. And again, if you're thinking this sounds good, but what if the tax rates go down later? Okay, this kind of falls into optimism bias. People just assume the future will be more favorable, even without evidence. Now, could the tax rates go down? Sure. But here's the reality. This country is over $38 trillion in debt. And the debt is getting bigger every second of every minute of every day. And the unfunded liabilities, like with Medicare or Medicaid, those are estimated to be over $100 trillion. So for every person on Social Security, which Social Security is an unfunded liability, there's only 2.71 people working to fund that person's Social Security versus 42 workers per beneficiary in 1945. It's getting worse. So you got to ask yourself, do you really think taxes are going to continue to trend downwards in the future? Probably not. And here's another one where, hey, this sounds good, but what if I don't live long enough to make this worth it? Okay, this falls into availability bias and mortality discomfort. So people tend to overweigh early death and underweight longevity. And honestly, this is one of the most honest concerns that people have, and it's legitimate. But the reality is, if you don't live a long life, you'll never regret having less tax complexity. And don't forget, these annuities have death benefits. What you did was you just paid the taxes for your kids, who will probably be in a higher tax bracket down the road because they'll be in high earning years. So you would pass that tax or that death benefit onto them tax-free. But let's say you do live a long life. You'll absolutely regret not planning for it. And here's one thing that most couples don't consider is that when one of the spouses passes away, the other one is going to get dropped into a single filer tax bracket, which means more taxes on less income. And that can play havoc on your personal IRMA for your Medicare costs and things like that. If you can avoid it, you know, do it. And tax planning isn't a bet on living longer. It's insurance against living longer. That's all it is. And you might also be saying, hey, this sounds good, but this feels really complicated. Now, this falls into cognitive overload. And it's just complexity creates paralysis, even when the outcome is better. And, you know, it sounds complicated because we're talking about it all at once in a short podcast episode. And let's not forget, I have an uncanny ability to overcomplicate things. And in 2026, that's kind of my goal, to keep things very high level and very simple with my clients. But in reality, this happens in small, deliberate steps. Okay, one conversion per year, one decision at a time, with the guidance of a tax professional. So keep in mind, complexity isn't the enemy. Unmanaged complexity is the enemy. Okay, so we're going to start wrapping this up here. And if this episode made you uncomfortable, that's actually a good thing, because discomfort is usually a signal that something important has been ignored for a long time. And because the biggest tax mistakes in retirement, they're not dramatic, they're quiet. They happen 1 year at a time. And by the time you notice them, they're usually irreversible. And this isn't about whether an annuity is right for you. It's not even about Roth conversions by themselves. It's about whether your income, your taxes, and your longevity are coordinated, or they're just left to chance. If you're within like a 10-year period of retirement, there is a narrow planning window where small decisions can permanently change your outcome. And once that window closes, the IRS largely takes over that timeline for you. And if you'd like to see how this would look using your actual numbers and coordinate it with your CPA, then you can schedule a short, no pressure Zoom call with me. And the best way to do that is by going to atlasannuity.com, booking a short time just to get your questions answered, okay? And another thing you may be thinking in this episode, Marty, you're not a tax professional. Why do you care what I pay in taxes? Well, I guess in the grand scheme of things, I don't, just to be honest, okay? But these annuities and these annuity companies that I work with have this benefit built inside of them. So I would be doing you a disservice by not letting you know that these options exist. Okay, I would be failing as a fiduciary by letting you know that, hey, if we plan this the right way, this could have massive long-term benefits for you and your spouse and your family. Okay, so that's why I care, and that's why I'm making this episode. And if you're new to annuities, best thing to do right now, and you're kind of wondering how does all this work, go to atlasannuity.com, click the videos tab, watch my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement. And as always, if you like this information, give us a like, subscribe, and if you think someone could benefit from hearing this, share the episode with them. We always appreciate that. And again, I want to thank you for joining me. This has been episode number 99 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. This is Marty Becker wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in episode 100.